And he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, do this in remembrance of me. The memory is one of the four faculties, what we call the higher faculties from ancient understanding of how the human beings worked. Memory is one of those four higher faculties, along with the intellect, the will, and the imagination. And this memory is very important to us. Without it, well, we really wouldn't know a lot of things. Like, we remember our name, that's first place. We remember where we came from. We remember where we live. We remember our phone numbers. And then remember bigger things about, we remember all the knowledge we have. So memory is an incredibly important faculty of human beings. And for good or for bad. So, I mean, we have a fairly well documented now. It's actually well known as a condition when a memory gets badly affected by someone. It's called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's when a memory is so shocking that the body is not able to process it or deal with it. And so it constantly is reliving it out in a traumatic way. And it's not just those who have been subject to military experience. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects the general population, anything that is significant. But the memory, the way we handle memory is very important. It's something that is constitutive of who we are. Unless we tend to it and take care of our memory and have a disciplined memory, then it can run amok very quickly if we don't do it right, in a sense. So what I mean by that, like, for example, the memory of each day is internalized in our psychic or in our whole well-being through our sleep. Most people not kind of aware of this, but not fully aware. There's two parts of our sleep that where our memory gets lodged in. It's called REM sleep. You've heard of it. And then there's a thing called NREM sleep. And the two periods of time. And if you don't get the second allotment of deep sleep called NREM sleep, then our memories of that, especially the traumatic ones, don't get processed effectively, and then will keep on coming back until they do. That's why post-traumatic stress has come back. And sedatives don't give you the deep sleep. That just puts your body at rest, which is not the same thing as putting your mind and heart. And all this is to say that memory is incredibly important. And unless we tend to it, unless we give it some attention, It can guide us or it can steer us in a wrong path. Our ancient forefathers in the faith, the Jewish, were very aware of how important the memory function was. And so they prided themselves in retelling the stories of their common memory as a memory of nation. And so they talk about how the Lord came to them. And that's where the whole Old Testament comes from. It's all about holding on to the memories, not as only individuals, but as a collective, as a nation, as a people chosen by God. Well, Jesus enters into this world and recognizes the important, recognizes not only that, but actually highlights it in such a way that he brings it even more life and through the use of, well, parables, a very powerful way to remember. I mean, all of us remember some of the most powerful parables. And that we keep on remembering them and we keep on sort of plumbing their meaning for us. The Good Samaritan, you name it. We've got the prodigal son. There's some classics that even outside of religiosity we'll recognize as powerful memory units for a culture. Well, in today's gospel, we hear of this feeding of the 5,000. Now, this is told in six different times in the Gospels, in different ways. So it must be important because they've chosen to highlight the six different variations of the same story. And so that's also another way to remember. If you're trying to remember something, you tell it over and over and over again because that's how memory works. Well, Jesus does that through parables, but in the most powerful way today, we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Christ. Because this is the the one thing he said to us, do this in remembrance of me. In other words, always remember this. And what is the this? It's not just the bread and the wine, but it's his whole choice of telling us how God loves us. It is this whole, and he takes the bread and he says, look, and he breaks the bread. He says, look, this is like my body. I'm breaking it for you. You ought to break it for one another. Do this in remembrance of me. And he takes the cup of wine and he drinks it. He says, look, I'm pouring this out like a libation, like I'm pouring my stuff out, just like this wine is. So you do this in remembrance of me. You pour your life out in service of others. And he says, do this, and every time you remember this, I'll be there. So this is not just, this is how you bring a memory alive. You do it over and over again. Let me give an example. Do you remember years ago when we used to have the photo albums? We don't have those anymore. I don't know if you have them. Do you have any photo albums? You do? Oh gosh, you went to the store to print them. Oh, I haven't printed a picture in years. But normally, we used to take out the photo album, remember? When somebody would come over, and we'd look, oh, look at that. Oh my God, I look so young. And then you'd recall exactly where you were when those things happened. It was almost transporting us back to the very event again. In a sense, every Sunday, that's what we do. We take open the book and we break it open. We go, oh, look, you remember this story? Oh, yeah. Oh, and then we take the bread and the wine and we remember again. Collectively. It's not an individual memory, but it is a collective communal memory. To what end? Is to highlight its importance in our community. Because it's not just a memory, it's a living memory. It continues to live in us. Now, that's what the body and blood of celebration is all about. And that's why we do it. We do it every Sunday, but we do it once in the year to highlight how important it is that we do and recognize this living memory. St. Ignatius of Loyola recognized the importance of a daily memory in our prayer life, not just on the weekend, on Sunday. And I've told you about this before. It's called the examine. What he asked us to do is to take out of each day and to highlight, take up three highlights of moments of grace of this day and hold them up at the end of the day and lock them in as a memory unit for this day. He said, because the devil will have us forget the good things. He said, so unless you highlight the good things, the devil will have you remember all the bad things of that day and you go to bed sad of what happened when went wrong. And unfortunately, that seems to be all too common. And so what Ignatius tells us is that at the end of the day, before you go to bed, is to think through the last 24 hours and allow the Lord to pick up the three highlighted memories of the day that you want to lock in. And what that does is day after day, we become what we have done. We become men and women of thanksgiving. Men and women who recognize God's grace each and every day. Now, at least you think that's easy. It's not. Why? Because there's temptation. Oh, I'm too tired. I'm just going to bed. Or it's easy just to come together and remember what the Lord has done to us as on Sunday. Well, because, well, half the church is empty. Do you think Almaden is not full of Catholics? It is. They've just chosen to sleep in. They've chosen not today. I don't need to do that. Why will I bother having to remember that? Because the day goes on. The world goes on without. Because taking care of our individual faculty of memory and our collective faculty of memory is incredibly important. And that's what we do. So when we come forward, we make the incredibly bold claim that we will become what we receive. We will become this living memory. We will become the body of Christ broken for others. We will become the blood of Christ poured out for others. But this won't happen just automatically. We have to choose to do it. So let's do what Ignatius says. Each and every day, pick up the three highlighted memories of our day and lock them in and become men and women of thanksgiving, not just on Sundays, but every day of the week. Because memory is important
And the Lord said, to do this in remembrance of him.